Welcome to the Houston Personal Injury Lawyer Podcast with attorney R.J. Alexander, sponsored by R.J. Alexander Law, PLLC, the small law firm of Big Solutions, headquartered in Houston, Texas. This show discusses Texas personal injury law and the effects that it can have on an injury victim, what you should do if you are injured by the negligence, carelessness, or intentional wrongdoing of another person or entity, and how you can best assist your attorney in winning your case. This podcast does not create an attorney-client privilege, and in the event that you are injured, you should contact the firm directly. This podcast is not a substitute for direct legal advice. It is purely informational. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are. This is Rashard Alexander from R.J. Alexander Law, PLLC, helping heal Houston one case at a time. We are a personal injury law firm that focuses on car accidents, truck accidents, Jones Act cases, and dog bites. But within all of these cases, we focus on wrongful death cases as well. So today we're going to briefly talk about wrongful death cases when it comes to automobile collisions and why you need to seek out the help or assistance of a personal injury attorney as soon as possible. Number one, if you're involved in a situation where a loved one has been killed as a result of someone else's negligence in a motor vehicle accident, it can be a very catastrophic time. Your emotions may be running, pretty rampant or pretty wild at the time. You don't know exactly what to do, and you may be feeling as if the whole world is against you. And in those situations, you need to reach out to someone that you trust. You need to find a personal injury attorney that is willing to fight for you and fight for your family, because although money cannot bring back anyone when someone is killed, you should receive compensation for the fact that someone has left this earth, and you need to make sure that you maximize that, because if this person has children, if they have a spouse, if they have people who depended on them and cared for them, they're gonna need that money in the future, and there's no better feeling than being able to help someone in that type of situation when they may have lost a loved one and they really need some support from someone that is knowledgeable about the area. And I love helping other people. This is why I got into this business. This is why I enjoy doing what I do. But I just really wanted to go over some brief facts or statistics about wrongful death cases, or just cases in general of car accidents. And I have some quick stats here. It says basically that, you know, compared to the rest of the United States, Texas has about 3 or 4% more frequency of deadly car accidents. Every year, more than half of all fatal automobile accidents are single vehicle accidents. But in 2009, there were over 29,922 accidents and 652 deaths as a result of that. Now, a good bit of the people who actually die as a result of car accidents are teenagers. So when you're teaching your child to drive and you're talking to them about first getting on the road out here, you really want to stress the importance of driving defensively, of being very safe when they're out here driving, because people, quite frankly, just can't drive very well, down here. I mean, I think the thing is, it may be because we have so many people coming from so many different areas, so many different walks of life, and everyone just doesn't adhere to the rules of the road. Some people don't even know the rules of the road, apparently, when you look at how some of these wrecks occur. But drivers age 15 to 20 make up almost 7% of America's drivers, yet they're involved in 14% of fatal injuries. So that lets us know that, you know, we are dealing with a group or populace who is just now really learning the responsibility and the need for safety when they are out here driving. Now, my office is located off of Highway 290 between the Beltway 8 and the 610 loop here in Houston. But I can tell you, just looking at 290 and the way that it's constructed, you have to be very safe when you're driving on Houston's highways, especially because the thing about 290 is that there are very few emergency exits, and there are very few places to pull over in the event that your car has some type of malfunction, it has a tire blowout, you're rear-ended by someone else. So you have to really be able to understand how to drive defensively as a person here riding around in the city of Houston. You should always keep your eyes out for the people around you, because you know you don't want to be involved in a wrongful death case if you can. But if you are involved in that type of situation, you are feel free to contact me at any time because I will fight for you, and I will advocate with all of the breath in my body to make sure that you and your family is compensated at the right in the right way. So, like I said, feel free to reach out to me. Give me a call at 832-458-1756. That's 832-458-1756. If you don't feel like talking to an attorney, or you don't feel like talking to someone about your case, just go to my website, rjalexanderlaw.com, and download that free ebook. And it should have a section in there that talks about wrongful death cases, so you know what you're facing. You can read over that, then feel free to reach out to me at any time. This is Rashard Alexander from RJ Alexander Law PLLC, helping heal Houston one case at a time. Thank you for tuning in to the Houston Personal Injury Lawyer Podcast with attorney RJ Alexander. Sponsored by RJ Alexander Law, PLLC, the small law firm with big solutions, headquartered in Houston, Texas.